This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Joining me now, great friend of mine, Assemblyman Hal Wirths. He represents the 24th District in the state legislature, and it's great to have him on. You've heard him on before. Hal, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Rich. It's a real honor and a pleasure to be on, and thanks for having me on today on this important issue.
It is a very important issue. Driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. So it passed yesterday, right?
Yes. Yep. It passed through a committee, and rumor is we're all getting it on Monday for a full vote. And, you know, lame duck is a terrible period of time when the worst things in government happen. You know, last week I said, you know, with a bunch of bills that the governor pushed through, and the legislators, like I said, it was Governor Phil Murphy's new day, Criminal Appreciation Day, and I guess now I'm going to have to change it to Criminal Appreciation Week or Month, because everything they're doing is benefiting either criminals or illegal immigrants and screwing the law-abiding, hardworking citizens of the state of New Jersey. So it's a very frustrating time right now.
I mean, it must be. Where New Jersey's a sanctuary state, Phil Murphy's a radical, and now driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, which basically says, hey, you are being rewarded for being here illegally, and you're welcome to stay forever and ever and ever. And you don't even have to change your status because you get to have a driver's license.
Well, no, I mean, it already became laws. Exactly. He already gave them free education while the rest of us are scraping together and helping our kids get through college. If you're an illegal immigrant, you get free college. If you're arrested, unlike the rest of us, would have to go out and hire our own attorney. The illegal immigrants, there's $3.5 million in the state budget to hire them a lawyer. And now we're going ahead and giving them driver's license. And not only giving them illegals driver's licenses, we're actually, I think we're skipping the line. I mean, they're going to have a less burden of proof than a law-abiding citizen or a legal immigrant, which we all support. As you know, I have three brothers who came in from Vietnam, and I'm all for immigration, legal immigration, but they're literally going to jump the line. The burden of proof is going to be way less than we're held to. They're also going to, if anybody, you know, cooperates in any way, or, you know, most of the DMVs in New Jersey have a sheriff's officer or a police officer, you know, if somebody sees something going wrong and hints to the police officer, they could actually be charged, well, they will be charged with a crime under this bill. It's just really, you know, it's just insane, and I can't believe that it's going through. You're going to, you know, give them an extra credential now that will, you know, help them possibly break, you know, additional laws. I mean, they're in the country illegally, and now we're rewarding them and jumping ahead of us and giving them a less standard to, and the driver's license is going to be cheaper than our driver's licenses too. So, I mean, it's a real slap in the face.
Yeah. Now, two points on that, Assemblyman Hal Wirths.
Sure.
Number one, you said you could be arrested for what exactly?
If you released any of the information given to for an illegal to get a driver's license, if that gets out, and I imagine they're trying to protect it from getting to ICE or to anybody else, but if, you know, you released any information on that driver's license information, you can be charged and with a crime, or you will be charged with a crime and a $10,000 penalty. So if you're just sitting there and you have a bad feeling, maybe somebody's involved with a crime or human trafficking or something, you wink over or hint over to the police officer, this actually will stop that.
Oh.
People are going to be so afraid to single anything out. They might be wrong or right, but you should be able to talk to a law enforcement officer. But obviously this governor has done everything anti-law enforcement, you know, including having our law enforcement not cooperate with federal police, which is uncomprehendable to me. So the madness just continues. And, you know, it's now we're being, you know, we're like the second rate citizens. And it's just crazy. And I think the people in New Jersey don't realize how bad things are getting. It's like a frog in the pot, in the old boiling pot. And it's going to come to a boil pretty soon.
You also said that the burden of proof is less for them, and I assume you mean showing identity, because I know that you have to show 6 points of identification. It's a stupid system. It makes no sense, but you got to do that, and now there's the real ID coming. So when you say the burden of proof is less on them, they're going to have an official government document, but they have to go through less hoops to prove their identity than, say, I do?
Oh, considerably less. They don't even need to list an employer. They don't have to, obviously, they won't and can't have a Social Security number. So yeah, no, it's going to be the law is very vague. It seems like a very minimal amount of proof that they're going to have to provide. And, you know, the thing at the very least, and I'm going to try to do something on the floor, and they're probably going to go nuts, the liberals, but I think at the very least, why I'm opposed to this under any circumstances, there should be a background check of anybody who gets a driver's license. that's in here illegally, they should at least be run through a system to make sure that they're not a fugitive or a wanted criminal have committed a crime, because this is going to give them more credibility when they're pulled over or checked. And I'm not saying, I'm sure the vast majority of them aren't criminals, but you know, you think at the very least, I mean, we can't even check into a hotel without using our driver's license and a credit card. And it just seems, you know, that we're so worried about protecting people who snuck into this country legally and screwing the law-abiding citizens. It's really a shame. I can't believe, you know, how progressive this state is. I guess, you know, we want to be as like California, and I think unfortunately we're well on our way. They're knocking each other over to do most liberal progressive bills. And, you know, the other day we gave criminals the right to vote on parole and probation and college while they're in prison, you know, which is, it's just insane.
Assemblyman Hal Wirth joins me. I know there's going to be a press conference today on the issue in Trenton, which is very, very important to do. And that's being done by the New Jersey Coalition Against Driver's Licenses for Illegal Immigrants. That's going to take place at 9 o'clock today. So right after the show. Assemblyman, I assume you're going to be there for that.
Yes, I have a pre-meeting. I'm on appropriations, so we're definitely going to try to be there. I'll be in Trenton. Whether I'll be at the press conference yet will be determined what time we're having our pre-meeting on the appropriations. But
either way, you're going to be fighting this on the floor on Monday, one way or the other, which is very, very important to do. I mean, it's insane to me that considering how a driver's license opens the door for government buildings and everything else. I mean, you're 100% right, Hal, when you say they should at the very least get a background check, because this is an official government document, and this is another loophole that really bad people could exploit. To your point, I'm sure the vast majority of them are law-abiding, you know, with the exception of being here illegally, good people. But, you know, it's a loophole that some really bad people could exploit because now they've got that official government identification.
Oh, I think without question. Can you imagine us going to multiple different countries and saying we're here illegally and we want a driver's license? They'd laugh you out of those countries. I mean, it's such a laughing joke that we are doing this. And, you know, they're saying, oh, don't worry, it won't be valid at an airport. Well, of course not. I don't think an illegal immigrant is going to go up to an ICE agent and try to get on an airplane. But it is going to be used as a valid ID everywhere else they go and can definitely get in the hands of very bad people. There's no question about it.
Assemblyman Hal Wirth, keep up the good fight, my friend. I always appreciate your efforts on this. I want you to run for governor. I don't know if you're ready to commit yet, but
thanks a million, Rich. Somebody better.
I want to have a party at Drumthwacket, so I got selfish motivations in this. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, the governor just spent a couple $100,000 renovating that too, or $1 million. Or
yeah, I saw that. That's good.
He just can't spend our money quick enough.
Can't spend our money quick enough, my friend. All right, New Jersey Assemblyman Hal Wirth, thanks so much, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, Rich. Okay.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.